Are you alright? No, you're not. You're not alright. It's obvious you look so tired. You look like you haven't slept in months. You're jumpy, you're really not alright. And I'm worried about you. I'm your best friend. Of course I'm worried. You've been through so much. Of course you have. Your wife's death. And then all the time jumps. Trying to save her. You look like you haven't slept for months because you haven't slept for months. Oh, I love that face. That confused face. I've seen it on so many mortals. Your wife died. Your wife died, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to you. Suddenly, life was dark and cold, and you were broken until you found the orb. The orb that gave you the gift of time travel. I say gift. It must have felt like a gift at first. A chance to save the woman you love. What a gift. Only, it wasn't that easy, was it? Saving her. Time doesn't like being messed with. Time is stubborn, but oh. You were determined. And eventually you did it. Eventually you saved her. And you woke up in her arms once more, only it wasn't your wife. Of course it wasn't your wife. Oh, for those mortals, it's always the same. How many times did you jump back in your efforts to save her? 10, 20, 30, 47. Somewhat of a record. 47 jumps. And everyone causes a little fracture. A fracture in the timeline. And it just diverts it slightly. Now, these little diversions don't mean that the world changes in some major, obvious way. No. This world is complicated, so many moving parts. The diversions would only affect what you're trying to change. You wanted to save your wife, so your wife was the only thing that would change. But of course, if your wife changes, her life changes, and well, you found that out, didn't you? You had a choice. You could have stopped. I can't believe you're still allow me to talk at you. You are really slow on the uptake, aren't you? You had a choice. You saved your wife, and that could have been enough. You could have smashed the orb. You could have just been happy with what you had. But no. Mortals never are. Mortals never stop. The greed. Oh, I love mortal greed. The hunger for what you had ruined everything. If he had stopped, the timeline would have, how to describe it in a way that you'll understand. There would be differences, but it would be repaired. The trauma would have healed. All those jumps and all those fractures, they would have healed enough that your wife, she would have become the one you recognized. She would have become the wife you lost. Only with a few new quirks. It would have made your relationship interesting. A bit of mystery, a bit of excitement. But you didn't stop. It wasn't enough that you saved your wife. You saved her. You brought her back from the dead, and that wasn't enough for you. So if anything, this is all your fault. Oh. You thought I was your friend. Oh, I've never been your friend. There was a possibility of someone being a friend. Time is full of possibilities that are never quite realized, but I can just insert myself into one of them. There was a possibility that you had a best friend, and I just stepped in and became your best friend. Because I need to be close. I need to be close to feed. Oh. Time is full of energy. Time is so juicy. But it's straight lines. It's hard to get your claws into, hard to sink your teeth into. And then we have mortals. Mortals who are greedy, who never, ever stop. All those jumps, all those fractures. Everyone releases so delicious. Temporal energy. And that is what I need to live. Not much. Not anymore. There was a time where my kind would warp the world with our greed. It weren't that different from you. But time is stubborn, and my kind was wiped out, apart from me. I had to change. I can't feast any longer. Oh, I miss the feast. What I can do is snack. Snack on a little fracture here, a little fracture there. What I can do is present an opportunity. Because you have a choice. Even in this stubborn timeline, you have a choice. The orb. The gift. The curse. You chose to jump back. And you chose to keep jumping. To keep tweaking. Trying to regain your lost life. And with each jump, I had a little snack. Ordinarily, I don't eat this well. Humans are greedy, but not prone to insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. There comes a point where they always stop. Not normally a happy ending, but you. You're as stubborn as time. I have been starving for millennia. But you have satiated my hunger. I had to thank you. Thank you. I've always been polite. I might be a parasite, but I'm a polite parasite. And you. You're not going to stop, are you? You're not going to stop. And why would you? Your wife, your beloved, perfect wife, the one that you fell in love with, the one you married, the one that made your life so perfect is out there. All you have to do is just find the right tweak. You won't remember this. Of course you won't remember this. This is a possibility. But possibilities fade. Possibilities go unrealized. Because this is a possible moment that you stop. This is the end. Only it's not. Because you're stubborn as time and as greedy as I am. But also so, so stupid. So this possibility is unrealized. Thus it will fade. All I have to do is step back into the possible friend. All I have to do is say, I'm worried about you. You look like you haven't slept in months. Are you alright? Now, why don't I believe you? You can talk to me, right? You know that. You can tell me anything. Well, the offer's there if you want it. I am your best friend. After all. Say. Are you hungry? Oh, you've got something important to do. Sure? Alright. Oh, don't worry about me. I'll find something to snack on. I always do. Just promise me that you'll get some sleep. That was a lie, but go on. Go and do what you gotta. I'll be right here. Snacking on something delicious.